Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborist Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. This program is sponsored in part by the American Federation of Government Employees and the United Steelworkers, and we appreciate their support very much. Joining me today, we've got Brendan Sun. He's with Media Matters. Brendan, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Ben Shapiro doesn't understand the facts of the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. Talk to us about that, and I've got one question. And let me jump off with that question first.
Okay.
I think that I heard, and I may be wrong, and I apologize if I am, but the cake that the Masterpiece Cake Shop was asked to make didn't have a cake topper on it. It didn't have any writing on it. It didn't have any indication on it that it was for a gay wedding. It was a wedding cake that was asked to be made. Is that correct?
Mostly. So essentially, the couple went into the cake shop, and they actually didn't discuss at all the design of the cake. So this is widely reported on. It's in the official opinion from 2015. Even the lawyers and Jack Phillips, the Christian baker, all agree that when the couple walked into the cake shop, all they said was that they were looking for a cake to be designed for their wedding, and there was no discussion of any writing on the cake or its design before Phillips asked them to leave and said that he would not make them a custom wedding cake.
Okay. So it's not a matter of making a gay cake. It's a matter of working for gay people.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely about the who here, which is, you know, one of the big, cruxes of the argument
Okay. So, and trust me, you've just completely blown my mind on this one. I apologize that I wasn't more up on this, but I didn't catch the nuance on this one until just now. And the nuance on this one for me is this has nothing to do with this guy's artistic abilities. It has nothing to do with the energy flow of making this custom art piece of cake. I don't want gay people in my store.
Yeah, or that I don't want to design it for a wedding. He claims that, you know, he offers, you know, he'll sell, pre-made things. So if you go in, if you're LGBTQ and you walk in and you want to buy a cupcake that's already made, he says he'll sell that to you. Like that's some revolutionary, oh, I'll sell you a cupcake. But he will not create them for weddings or for other events celebrating, LGBTQ life. And, it's really interesting that they claim that this is a free speech case when, you know, I don't know what kind of message you're really making when you just bake a wedding cake. I mean, most wedding cakes don't have writing on them,
okay, so this is a matter of, hey, I got a cupcake here for sale. Oh, okay. But if I walk in and say, hey, will you make me a dozen cupcakes? Are you gay?
Yeah, the nuances of this are really tough. But what's interesting is that we have Ben Shapiro, who's known for bad right-wing punditry and for also saying that facts don't care about your feelings. He's actually repeatedly made this claim that that the baker was willing to make a cake for the same-sex couple and their wedding, but that he just wouldn't do it with, like, groom wedding toppers, for example. But he's really the only person saying this. I mean, this is just factually incorrect. So it's kind of funny that the guy who loves to talk about facts here just has them so wrong. I'm not really sure where he got this information, but it's been repeatedly, you know, nobody else is saying this, and he was on Fox and Friends just this morning making the same claim.
Right. You know, this is so funny. And then some of the other things that we've heard, it's like, oh, if somebody comes into a kosher deli and asks for a ham sandwich and they don't make it, that's religious persecution. No, it's a kosher deli. Ham is not kosher. So if they don't make you a ham sandwich, it's not because they don't like you. It's because it's not kosher. It's a kosher deli. They make a nice pastrami sandwich, but, you know, that's another story in and of itself. This is, and I'm sorry, this, I have to wonder and I have to ask myself, was there, in fact, an advocacy organization that got involved in this that pushed this forward? Or was this individual looking for support and they came to his rescue?
Well, so it's actually the same-sex couple in the case. They're the ones who sued for Phillips, the baker, violating Colorado's, they have a law protecting LGBTQ people. So essentially, LGBTQ people are not a protected class like race or gender.
Right.
But if some states have passed laws and some cities have passed laws that, you know, that basically add them to protected class. And this Supreme Court case, Masterpiece Cake Shop, you know, really could have strong implications on states and municipalities' ability to protect LGBTQ people. And it's really scary. A lot of places, since our federal government and Congress, you know, can't do this work, they won't do this work, and protect LGBTQ people. It's really up to local governments to make these changes, and this case could really have wide-ranging implications for their ability to do that. I mean, the Trump administration actually said that they believe that people should be able to have signs on their doors that say, we don't make cakes for gay people, we don't make cakes for gay weddings. And, I mean, obviously it's hard to think about that and not think about, you know, the Jim Crow days and segregation. It's really striking to think that in 2017 I could go up to a store that has a sign saying no gays here.
Yeah, you know, it's like gay people are being treated like the Irish used to be. And it was supposed to be funny, but sorry if it wasn't. Any type of racism is inappropriate. And, you know, I got to tell you, we've got friends on our Republican side of the house that think, yeah, this is okay, we could do this. No, because I'll tell you why. Young Republicans get it. Young Democrats get it, young independents get it, and categorically all across the spectrum they're saying, no, racism and this type of behavior is not appropriate. And I'm glad that all of our young millennials, no matter what their political stripes in this country, get it and they're acting on it. I mean, we saw what happened with the young Republicans and Roy Moore down in Alabama.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's just also a matter of staying vigilant, because while the sea change has happened in a lot of ways, and obviously there's a lot more support for equality than there used to be, things like Masterpiece are being, you know, cases like that are being decided in the courts, which are increasingly becoming very conservative, and not just a little conservative. I mean, there's some seriously anti-LGBT extremists that have been nominated by Trump. And so, you know, it's something that people should be really paying attention to, because more and more of these decisions will be made by Trump appointees.
Right. And that's why it was such a nefarious thing when President Trump came in and just started firing judges and across the spectrum. But that's another story. This is why, folks, voting is so important. This is why every election counts. Every election is important. And, I hope this is a little bit self-critiquing for everybody. But that's another story. Brennan, thank you very much for being with us today. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Media Matters?
So you can find Media Matters on Twitter at MMFA, or you can find me at Brennan Sun, S-U-E-N, on Twitter. And you can visit our website at mediamatters.org.
And if you include us in the tweet, we'll retweet it for you at The Union Edge. Brennan, do me a favor, stay on the line as we transition into break. But in the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.